flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how I became the target this morning, but I'm fine with it. On the Subaru of New England text line, 617 text, which reads, Greg keeps his condo cold because old meat spoils faster in the warm temperature. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Oof. Thanks. I don't think that's that cold, to be honest with you. 67 or 68. My old man kept it at like 57 or something like that. So
I think men run hotter than women generally, but in the middle of the winter, it should not be at 66 or 68. Like it's.
Money doesn't grow on trees. I don't know if you know that or not, but I'm trying to save a little money here. I mean,
always after the Odyssey bottom line.
That is the way it goes. So I keep it cold in here because I tend to sweat. I keep it cold at home because I can't sleep. If it's like anywhere above 66 or 67,
oh man,
it's an issue when it comes to sleeping. Don't you want it to be cold outside around your little blanket nest?
We keep it chilly, but I mean we're hovering between 68 and 70 at all points of the year. And
what you have a fan on in the winter? On like blowing on you? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I got a small one.
Okay, it just blows on you.
It blows in my direction more than it blows in my wife's direction because she tends to run a little bit warmer. I kind of turn it so, luckily for us, our apartment stays kind of nice.
Apparently she runs very warm when Notre Dame is on the television.
Oh, yeah. Then I keep the fan on. I keep it on ice cold. I try to cool her down.
That is when she is running very, very warm.
But I've always been a fan guy for always all year round.
Well, some people like the noise. Like my parents used to bring, like when we would take a rare vacation and drive to the White Mountains and stay at a motel, they would always bring a fan with them because they were addicted to the fan. They could not fall asleep without the noise of the fan.
Oh.
And then at one point, my old man got the Bell's palsy, which I have talked about on the show before, where you get a temporary paralysis of your face.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be caused, Wiggy, not to scare you, but that can be caused by the fan blowing directly on your face.
Yeah, but I don't put the fan on my face. I put it more towards towards like my lower body, kind of my legs and that kind of thing. Because I'll get hot at nighttime, and then if I take the blanket off and then I have the fan on me, that's why I use the fan is this shit. Because, I think a lot of, guys generally get a little bit hot, but I don't blow it towards my face.
Your dry January, I bet by the end of January, you are going to be running a little bit cooler. Like you are, I think your body temp is going to be more regulated. So you're going to want the apartment a bit warmer. Guaranteed by the end of the month, you're going to be sweating less and you're going to be wanting to keep it a little bit warmer.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. I guess you've noticed that, I'm dry January and I'm at a calorie deficit. So is that what you're suggesting?
That I
look better just the weekend of dry January? Well, I really appreciate that.
Unrecognizable.
You're glowing.
All right. Anyway, we have important things to get to. Please don't distract us with this nonsense. We are about to get to our leads, and then we will be joined by Boston College head coach football Bill O'Brien at 7, as he always does on Thursday. So Bill O'Brien coming up in 1/2 an hour.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
Mother and Child Reunion, the great Paul Simon. Good morning, hello, and your lead today.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Today, the New England Patriots will conduct their interview with Mike Vrabel. I just ask one thing. Don't rush into it. You know, you don't rush into everything. You don't need to sign him this moment. If he really wants to be here and you really want him, you can kind of take your time. Don't worry. He's not going to sign somewhere else if he really wants to be here. And so, like, I just encourage them to actually interview a guy like Ben Johnson, because that's a guy who's taking limited interviews. He's being very selective with where he takes his interviews. He has been the last two seasons now. And it's a guy who's really smart when it comes to offensive football. So I would like to at least talk to him, to have an idea of what good offensive play calling looks like and sounds like from a guy who knows what he's doing. And so that when, if you do choose Vrabel, when he comes in, you can be like, oh, that's a great pick when he chooses his offensive coordinator, because you'll hear some of the similar things that Ben Johnson told you in the interview. And that's why I felt like this interview process was so important for the Patriots. It's just for the Crafts and Elliot Wolf to learn a little bit more from, like, really intelligent football guys. And Ben Johnson is one of those people. So please don't just sign Mike Vrabel today. If he really wants to be here, he will wait for you to give him that contract for a day or two.
He will?
Oh, yeah, he will. He's interviewed with like four other teams already. He's not going to be banging down your door like, hey, give me a contract or I'm going somewhere else. It's not how it happens. So just like take your time, do your interviews, and actually talk to intelligent people.
First question during the interview today, do you like to play pinochle with the fellas in the back of the plane? I cannot believe yesterday, you and I have worked mm-hmm. together for nearly 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
That your shock
yeah.
at that story about Gerard Mayo
right.
blew my mind yesterday, because
nuts.
It was, of all the things, that was the most outrageous to you, was that rather than watch film and sit up in the front of the aeroplane, Gerard Mayo, after that loss in Arizona, chose to go back and play cards with the fellas.
That is,
and it's just because head coaches never did that.
Never
right?
do that. At best, after a win, you might get a head coach that, you know, goes up and down the plane, basically congratulating guys on a great game, great victory. Gets back to where the guys are playing cards, you know, and talk about a great game and maybe bust chops for a second and, you know, oh, who's winning bigger, that kind of thing. Get the hell out of there, right?
But to sit down but and to, actually play.
Yeah, that is bananas. I've never heard of that. I've never seen that. That just is stunning to me. I don't think that would happen in any sport where a coach would, because, you know, they play cards on the plane in basketball and hockey and baseball. Any coach would come and play cards.
Didn't Frank Kona play cribbage with a bunch of guys, though? Isn't that a thing?
Maybe, like, in the clubhouse before the game, you know, and I don't even know, like, cribbage, maybe like an old person's game.
It's a great game.
It's baseball, so.
The issue for you is, that's just being way too chummy.
Yes.
With the guys.
You got it. And that's why when Courtney and I, we agree on this one. That's why there's such a gray area when it comes to players, and the relationship with, like, your head coach, you should not be friends with buddy.
Okay. And do you think you get more to the middle? Like, Bill Belichick was one extreme.
Yes.
Gerard Mayo is the other. Do you get more to the middle of that with Mike Vrabel?
Like, I think you get more to the Bill side of it.
The discipline side.
Yeah, well,
I'm not your buddy. Side.
You know, we're not like... I don't want to like say, like, oh, we don't like each other or anything like that, but we're not hanging out. We're not friends. We're not, like, you know... Vrabel and his players are not going, hey, you want to come over the house for dinner with the wives and stuff like that. Like, coaches don't do that with players.
All right, Chime, great lead. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I think the Belichick conversation with Brady deserves more than a quick lead, so
okay.
I'm going to pivot here quickly.
That's fine.
Something up your alley, by the way.
Okay.
Have you been to restaurants this month in dry January?
It is killing me. What are we, a full weekend? Yeah,
the ninth.
Full weekend. I've yet to go to a restaurant this entire week. It's really killing me.
You did eat at Gillette Stadium.
That's true.
Good for your wallet.
What was on the table last night? A bowl that had kale in it. I hate kale.
Gross.
Sweet potato. potatoes.
Yum. Gross.
Chicken, sausage, apples, and cranberries. No, thank you.
What are you doing?
But anyway, huh?
What are you doing to yourself?
I'm just trying to drop a few pounds before Florida.
Yeah, you can do that by like eating good
okay,
stuff.
Okay, I love this. Oh. Here we go.
Like cook a steak. What are you
you're
doing?
The expert now. Yeah. Okay.
What chicken are you, sausage sounds
are you
pretty
Jack
good.
Jack LaLanne now. You lost a few pounds. You gained half of them back. You're gonna tell everybody else how to eat.
And your whole thing was balance when you lost all the weight and not eating specific things. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. But like you don't have to have like
people do this
cranberries in a salad.
All you have to do
what
is
are we doing?
This.
Right.
Drink more water.
I'm 29.
No,
years
I'm just
old.
Saying
I
don't
lost weight once. Let me tell you how to do it.
Well, no. Greg, I'm telling you to not like force yourself to eat a bunch of crap. Have a steak.
I'm going calorie deficit. Very simple.
Yeah, you can do that by like having a nice steak.
I'm back to 2 a week.
Having some good veg.
Back to 2 a week with Trainer Dan.
Yep.
Calorie deficit, my man. All right, go ahead.
Anyway. We did time on Tuesday. Shine was like a wild animal behind the glass.
Don't you love the experts? Oh, God, what are you doing over there?
He wouldn't even come in here because he was like, oh, I can smell it.
Everything in moderation.
Greg, right, anyway, let me just give you my advice.
Yes.
If you don't drink this month, you will lose a crap ton of weight no matter what you eat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really not worried. Awesome. I got a quick little trip to Miami that I'm taking next weekend. That could pose a bit of a temptation, but not really. And then the night before the snow show, like that's going to be a problem.
But I think stick to clear liquids, like do tequila, soda.
Something like that. Yeah.
Right. Just don't do anything with color.
Gin never hurt anybody.
Yeah, it's a month. What's 1 month? Yes, Curtis, anyway.
So very quickly, we always talk or I talk about the lasting impacts of COVID-19 and our reaction. I found this story yesterday fascinating. Post-pandemic, according to the National Restaurant Association, in 2023, the entire year,
yes,
74% of all restaurant traffic came from off-premises orders taken to go.
Really?
And this is in the context of an Atlantic story about how and why we have such pervasive loneliness and people being by themselves. That is staggering to me. 3 out of 4 restaurant orders are for people consuming the order at their own place, their car, their home,
so
wherever.
So Uber Eats or whatever.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, and then you got the to-go, like the drive-through, fast food, what, yeah.
And how the society, and I really, like, I think one of the biggest drivers of the chaotic, you know, we talked about that total a-hole that took the young woman out of her car and was throwing her to the ground. Like,
oh, yes.
I feel like almost all of these issues we have are driven off of people feeling unconnected from their life, from other people. Like, we are just so quick from zero to I'm losing my mind. And I think that there's a million things, but people doing everything by themselves, working by themselves, eating, you know, all that stuff is incredibly damaging.
Now, some people like Wiggy like to go out and dine by themselves at a restaurant.
Who? Not me.
Oh, I thought you were the one who was
advocating. No.
On the opposite side.
I'm on the opposite
side. Shine likes it.
Oh, Shine likes that, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, if you're sitting at the bar, okay, cool, but don't get a table. Don't be in a booth by yourself because you look like a psychopath. That's why.
You're in a booth. I don't mind looking like a psychopath.
People tried to cancel you
actual
last time we talked about this.
I don't care.
Yeah,
you look like an absolute psycho if you go out to Outback and you're sitting at a booth by yourself.
Can't enjoy a Bloomin' Onion by yourself?
No, sit at the bar. Why can't you just... At least at the bar, it's like, all right, you know.
Can talk to the bartender.
Yeah, there's no room at the bar, Wiggy. What do I do
then? I'm saying
you can read a book.
I'm saying if there's room at the bar, sit at the bar. I'm talking a person comes in. You know, the hostess greets you.
This has always been a weird take from you.
The hostess greets you.
I'm with
like,
Wiggy on this one.
Table for one?
Yep.
So sad.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Shime is he has a lot of self-confidence, so he's not worried about what people that are sitting at a restaurant are going to think of him. Like,
sit at a bar.
If he's by himself, I don't think.
And my thing is, if I walked by Shime, I would feel so bad. I wouldn't be able to look away because I would think he was waiting on a date who stood him
up.
That's what I would be thinking the entire time. Like, this poor guy.
I'd have a smile on my face the whole time.
This poor guy is just getting stood up.
Enjoy some nice bread to start the meal.
Obscure reference.
Outback underrated bread.
Great bread.
Pumpernickel.
Real warm, too.
Yeah, very good.
Jonah Hill's reaction when in Forgetting Sarah Marshall that he gets to the Hawaiian dinner and he's like, you want a magazine? You're going to be really bored eating by yourself.
Yeah, bring your iPad, bring a book. It's great.
Great lead, Curtis. Very interesting. We will get to the rest of the leads next, and then Bill O'Brien will talk about tonight, Penn State, Notre Dame, and other things coming up at 7.